definitely human.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
He's late, Mr. Jimmy.
I can see that, son. I've got eyes.
I'm sorry, Mr. Jimmy. Only that you said that if he was late, you were going to burn down his house.
I know what I said.
And if you couldn't find his house, you said you'd just burn down every house until you did. And I said you should try the phone book because everybody's in the phone
book. All right. Shut your jaw and have a biscuit.
What flavour are they?
I don't know. Rabbit.
Oh, I like the marrow ones the best.
Yeah, and you'll be having them as a novelty milkshake if you don't shut it. He's here. Stay back till I say.
Fine, I'll just open the door myself, shall I? These are my best hands. Hello? Cooey?
You're late.
Do you have any idea how long it takes to get to Scotland?
This is Millwall.
Yeah, well, in that case, do you have any idea how long it takes to get to Scotland and back?
Listen, son. You might be a sir, but we're all alone out here. Any of your funny stuff, I can happily rip you a new throat.
Oh, that's all right. I have a spare.
I forgot how much trouble you are. I thought I told you to come alone.
Yeah, we are. Oh, you mean Suki. She's my secretary, so that means we're basically alone.
I hope you've not forgotten our agreement.
Of course not. I can even put it in writing. Suki, take a memo.
Mr. Jimmy?
It's all right, Marty. Me and Sir Maxwell know where we stand, don't we?
Well, I'm in a lovely pair of shoes. Handmade, and not by my mother this time.
And your boys?
And on their way.
What have you told them?
I've had these lips locked in a cupboard for a week.
Good. They better be on their way. I'm not a patient man, am I, Marty?
No, Mr. Jimmy. Not when you've got a scent in your nostrils.
Quiet! You hear that?
I can't hear anything.
You do need to put your feet on the pedals, Roy, if we're to pick up any speed. We're running late.
This thing is against nature. I don't see why we couldn't take a taxi.
What would you pay with? And don't say chocolate money again. We could have taken a bus.
What does Roy Steele say about the bus?
Oh, don't make me say it.
Say it.
I'm not saying it.
Say it!
No bus, no fuss. Everyone stays happy and that's a plus.
Thank you.
At the very least, please stop moaning about my tandem.
Hello, boys!
Sir Maxwell! Suki, is that a shotgun?
Impressive. I like a woman who can pack some heat.
These are your boys, are they?
My boys. They're the best. Ish. Just between you and me, there are a couple of cats in Exeter who can do the job with less moaning. But I don't tell them that. Oh, did you hear that? Don't worry, you're still my fellas. Who are my fellas? You are.
And who are these two?
Long story. And funny.
Is it?
No.
I don't like them, Mr. Jimmy. They smell wrong. Can't I just eat them?
Smells wrong?
Eat us?
Sir Maxwell, do you usually spend your nights in a deserted warehouse by Millwall Dock with hungry lucking...
Werewolves?
Werewolves? Hang on right there, Lorimer Chesterfield. Did you just say werewolves?
Roy Steele, Lorimer Chesterfield, why don't I introduce myself? My name is Jimmy Chevron. I am indeed a werewolf, and as of now, you work for me.
The Monster Hunters. By Peter Davis and Matthew Woodcock. Episode 1, The Parliament of Wolves.
Sir Maxwell?
He's got a funny colour. What colour is that, Lorimer?
Sort of, puce?
Yeah, that's about it. Sir Maxwell?
Well,
what are you looking at him for? You shouldn't be looking at him, you should be looking at me. I'm the boss now.
Roy Steele is no hound's manhound. Is this all some sort of practical joke?
I don't think so. Suki says he's telling the truth.
Is she talking to you with her eyebrows again? When did you two learn to do that?
Oh, early one morning. We didn't want to wake you.
See? There we go. Now why don't we all relax in my car, have a drink, and we can talk over this little situation.
You've got some scotch?
Yes.
Sold!
Hang on a minute.
Must we?
We're not climbing into a werewolf's car just because it has a drinks cabinet. I think we're owed an explanation. Sir Maxwell?
He's done some digging. He's got the gen.
Who's gen?
He means information.
And very tasty it is too. I'd hate for it to find its way into the newspapers. It'd be very embarrassing for all concerned.
Those oil mines only had a Kent address for convenience. And I thought it sounded nice.
There's also some very interesting photographs.
Oh, really? Ah. Oh.
So, what do you want from us?
Step into my car, we can have a nice little chat. Otherwise, Marty here, well, when roused, he's like a dog with a bone. Quite literally.
I hope my tandem's safe on your roof.
Look at it out there. Beautiful.
Yes, most salubrious.
Not la-di-da enough for you, eh, Professor? But that out there, that's the real London. I grew up not far from here. My old ma brought us up in the little council flat. Still lives here. It's small, but it's home. Can I top you up, Mr. Steele?
Cheers. Nice drop of scotch. You should add it to the scotch book, Lorimer.
Really? We're starting a volume 3 at this rate.
Glad you approve. I'll send you a case. Now you're in the firm, I like to treat my employees well.
Till they've outlived their usefulness?
Please, I'm a legitimate business wolf.
What is it you want from us?
I'm sure I don't need to tell you gents about the Brotherhood of the Wolf.
The Brotherhood of the Wolf?
What are you, a parrot?
What, like a were-parrot? Is that a thing?
What about the Brotherhood? I thought it was all but finished.
After Princely Mothman killed our top dog, the Brotherhood pretty much fell into disarray. We all branched off into our own little packs, controlled what territory we'd marked.
Oh dear.
Exactly. Letting the Brotherhood go was a stupid move. We were stronger together. We didn't used to fight amongst ourselves. For hundreds of years, the wolves were united and strong. Now, well, we're going to need that strength again.
So you can spread your vulpine curse through the country?
This is about survival. We're getting out of London. It's not safe to be a wolf no more. Something big is coming.
What do you mean?
There's a scent on the wind. A scent of danger so strong you can almost taste it, like a poisoned sausage. All the wolves in London can sense it. So now's the time to get the Brotherhood back together.
So you can beat a hasty retreat out of town?
Don't push your luck, sunshine. You might be all gristle, but you'd make a nice novelty dog toy.
So what do you need us for?
The Brotherhood needs to elect a new pack leader.
Elect?
Oh, yeah, it's all very democratic. And you two are going to run security for me.
Us?
I thought you were the smart one. I don't trust no one. I only trust Marty because I shot him in the leg and now he'll do anything for me. You two know how to put down a wolf. Because I have Sir Maxwell in me pocket, I own ya. Meet me tomorrow. The Royal Club, Soho. Marty, stop the car. These fellas are getting out. Until tomorrow. And don't be late. I like my men to be punctual, otherwise I puncture them.
Well, what do you make of that?
The monster hunters working for the monsters. It's just not right.
I know.
I mean, what do we call ourselves? The monster huggers?
I think there are more pressing concerns.
Roy Steele's Funtime Monster Loving Party?
What?
I couldn't fit in your name, it doesn't scan.
I trust Sir Maxwell to get himself in a mess so big he drags us down too.
Like some kind of millionaire iceberg. And we're the unsuspecting cruise ship.
We need a way out of this.
Too right. Those werewolves will kill us first chance they get.
Or worse.
Worse?
They might try to turn us.
Oh, hell's cats. I ain't nothing but a hound dog. This moustache of mine is all the hair Roy Steele needs.
Right. But for the time being, we have to go along with them. Remember what Chevron said about something worse coming? We need to know what that is. So you get to the Royal Club tomorrow and keep our appointment.
Hang on. Where will you be?
I have a prior engagement at the university.
So you want me to go by myself into the lair of one of the biggest werewolf gangs in London, where they could possibly eat my body like I would eat a tasty steak?
Well, there'll be booze. And girls, probably.
Sold! Right, home, Lorimer. We have a lot of work to do.
Oh, no! I just realised!
What is it?
Jimmy Chevron. He's still got my tandem.
Ah, Professor Chesterfield. Come in.
I am.
Good. I like a man with initiative. Take a seat. Only make out a receipt for it. There's a good fellow.
What?
Sorry. A finance joke. I wouldn't want you to think we bursars don't have a sense of humour. I'm sure you've heard of our reputation.
Not really.
I see.
Are you writing something about me?
Just doodling.
It looks like Lorimer Chesterfield, humourless bastard.
I wanted to talk to you about your proposed expedition.
Yes.
To Tibet.
Yes.
To investigate sightings and the evidence of the existence of the Yeti.
Yes.
You want to spend university funds on a trip halfway around the world to chase a mythical creature for which there is scant evidence of its existence?
On the contrary, looking at the historical documentation, there would appear to be a very strong case for...
Thank you, Professor. You're here to sell me your expedition, not your monster.
Sorry, I'm just a bit excited. This is a subject I could talk for hours on. If you'd asked me to speak about the Yeti, you'd find me fine in voice.
What?
In voice? Sorry, I thought... Well, you did a finance joke earlier on, and I thought you said you had a sense of humour, so I
see.
Sorry. I've got a flatmate who's rubbing off on me. It's all got a bit Stockholm, actually.
You can have your cash.
Right, I see. Well, I'm sorry to have wasted so much of your time, but... Hang on. What?
I said the university is prepared to fund your research.
Oh?
Close your mouth, Professor Chesterfield. You look like some kind of novelty haddock.
Hooray! I mean, thank you, Bursar. I'm most entirely grateful.
Close the door on your way out. The only draft I like is from a banker.
Goodbye.
Out. Yes. He's just gone. It all went as agreed. I think we can say we've taken care of Lorimer Chesterfield.
Like what you see.
Isn't that...
That is.
It is?
It is.
Well, would you adamant believe it?
What was that? Were you joking? Were you mocking me?
No, I was just... Whoa, look at me. I'm Roy Steele. Cockney Roy, a little cockney sparrow. Gov.
Calm down, Roy. I was playing with you. Every dog's got to have his bone.
And am I your bone?
They all come here. Even the powerful want to be close to where the real power is. Marty, fill up Roy's glass. It's time he started work.
Right. I don't have to howl or anything, do I?
Take a look at the table in the corner. Set alone. Well, apart from a little lapdog, I should watch out for him.
Her?
Down, boy. Irene Gander. She's got the biggest peck after me. This election, it's just me and her.
She's got quite the face.
And that's a face full of teeth. She'd rip the flesh from your bones faster than you could say, "Ah, me flesh, get out of it." She wants to own the Brotherhood, all right. She'll do anything to get it.
And you want me to kill her?
No, I don't want you to kill her. I want you to have a quiet word in her ear. Get things moving. Maybe set up a meeting.
Right.
And if she won't stand down and let me win the election, then we kill her.
Well, that sounds perfectly fair. Well, fancy. This is a real table, and you are a real woman.
I'm sorry?
A beautiful woman, sitting alone?
I'm not sitting alone.
I thought it could only be a painting by one of the old masters. Sir Painty Man or something like that. Can I sit down?
Stay, Eric.
I'm not Eric?
I was talking to him. Run and play, Eric. I'll be all right.
I see I've let your guard down.
It's all right. He'll get over it. Mr...
Steele. Roy Steele. And wait, don't tell me. You're Irene Gander.
How did you know?
Call it an eighth sense. Wisdom.
And what's the seventh sense?
Smell?
That's already a sense.
Well, then maybe it's sight, because you look like a woman who needs a drink.
You can buy me a drink. What's that a pint of?
I call it a steals the scotch. You get a bottle of whiskey, pour it into a pint glass, and then walk away before anyone notices.
What's the little umbrella for?
In case it rains. Never dilute your drinks. First rule of a hunter.
You're a hunter? What are you hunting?
Maybe I'm hunting you.
Oh, I see. You're one of the clowns Jimmy Chevron's employed to police this election.
Wow! Oh, that's quite a grip. I'd rather you didn't sever my wrist. It is a favourite of mine.
I suppose he sent you over to deal with me.
No! No! In fact, he'd rather like me to arrange a meeting. To sort out this whole election thing. Look, this is weird enough for me. I usually just punch you fellas in the face. Ow! Not you, obviously.
He wants a meeting. All right. Tonight. But not him. I'll deal through you. It'll just be you and me.
Just you and her? Are you insane?
Don't you worry about Roy Steele. I know how to handle a woman.
But that's not all she is it?
Well, I'm sure she's quite an animal.
I don't even know where to begin with that. Is that innuendo or fact or both?
A factuendo?
So you're meeting her under a railway arch in southeast London? Alone?
Oh, I won't be alone. Jimmy's lending me Marty.
Jimmy?
What? I happen to think that beneath his gruff gangland exterior and the threats of extreme violence and the fact that he's a werewolf, well, he's actually quite a guy.
He's won you over with booze and a club full of famous people. He's a werewolf. Do you think he's just going to let us go when all this is over? He'll just rip our guts out like there's so many guts and feast on them in front of us. And then he'll expose Sir Maxwell to the papers.
And that is not my number one outcome.
Jesus, Sir Maxwell, what are you doing under our coffee table?
Don't mind me, boys. I'm just laying low until you two bail me out of this mess. So get you to this meeting, Roy Steele!
Hello? Irene? It's Roy Steele. I've brought champagne.
I don't think Mr. Jimmy's going to like that.
He said treat his club like my own home. But you just leave all this to me. When it comes to women, I've got a degree in ladyology. Oh, look, here's a car. Hello?
Roy.
Irene, I thought you might appreciate a liquid dinner.
That's sweet of you. I thought my boys might like dinner too.
Eh? Oh. Hello, Eric.
Eric's going to send your boss a little message. Goodbye, Roy. It's been fun.
Right. Roundabout now. I quite like my silver fighting gloves. Down, boy? Hell's cats! Ow! That's my best tuxedo, you wolfy bastard! Marty? Marty!
Yes, Mr. Roy?
If you could just change... Oh, you are. Watch out for his... Ooh, that's painful. Go for the throat, Marty. Go for the throat. Yes! A hit. A palpable hit. Oh, Christ. Marty, look out. Actually, watching two wolves punching each other to death is a lot less exciting than it sounds. Marty, where are your keys?
Huh?
Right. Cheers. I'm not hunting through his drawers for them, so I'm just going to have to do things the old-fashioned way. Just channel all my mighty strength into my foot. Aim at the car boot. Hi! Nora! Oh, kicking open a car boot really hurts. Oi! Wolf fella! Over here! You've had some fur. Why not try some steel? Heel! I might have bitten off more than I can chew. Ow! And then I just stepped away from the boot and let Eric fly straight in. I've still got it. Here, you be the werewolf, I'll be Roy Steele, and the edge of this stage can be the car boot. Why not try some steel? Olay! Down, boy! Lorimer, you're not doing it.
I'm not going to be your werewolf, Roy.
Fine.
So what did you do with the wolf?
Oh, Marty just dumped the car in the Thames, so everything's fine.
Everything is not fine. You could have been killed. Showing off because one of the wolves happened to be a beautiful woman? I know werewolves are allergic to silver, but a silver tongue doesn't count.
I handled myself pretty well. Do you want me to show you the car thing again?
No. What about the bite? You said he bit you.
Oh, yes.
Where?
Right in the man-made fibres.
You're sure you didn't break the skin?
Why do you think I was wearing two jackets?
It was still incredibly dangerous.
What I don't understand is why they could wolf up without a full moon.
Well, there are many ways a lycanthrope can change. Sorcery, convening with the devil, wearing a belt.
Wearing a belt?
Yes. You slip on a belt made of the skin of the animal you wish to change into.
I'm sorry, Lorimer, this is going on too long. They've got teeth. I can hit them. End of. More importantly, why am I in a bingo hall?
It belongs to Sir Maxwell.
Sir Maxwell owns a bingo hall?
I tried asking Suki about it, but she's keeping shtum. Understandable in the circumstances. I thought it would do nicely for the Parliament meeting. It's big, there are emergency exits, and most importantly, I didn't have to pay a deposit.
Good thinking.
There are vantage points up there and there, so we can keep an eye on things. We need to find out what these wolves are afraid of, and keep out of everyone's way.
So you can do a runner when you think we're not looking. Little reminder, Prof, we're wolves. And you know what wolves have got?
Lovely, glossy coats.
A good sense of smell. How do you think I fare my way here? It's not the Ritz, but it'll do. Marty, do the once-over. Make sure our boys haven't been up to their old tricks.
Yes, Mr. Jimmy.
Jimmy! I thought we had an understanding. We're not going to cause you any trouble.
No? You're monster hunters. First chance you get, you'll be all over us with the silver and the wolf's bane. Don't treat me like one of your disco dollies, Roy.
He's not gone upstairs, has he?
Shouldn't he have?
Absolutely. We've got nothing to hide, have we, Lorimer? Lorimer?
Well,
I found these gloves. Ow! They're hot!
Use your jacket, you stupid... Oh, do I have to tell you everything?
Are those my silver fighting gloves?
Yes, yes they are. I thought you might need them.
Well, things look like they're going to get tricky with these wolves. I better put them on. Oh no, I can't, because Jimmy Chevron has them.
Silver gloves?
Well, just a precaution. Not for you, obviously.
Course not. Marty, perhaps our friends here would feel a little more comfortable if you took them downstairs for a little while. Maybe that nice little boiler room we found.
Sure thing, Mr. Jimmy.
Really? Isn't there anywhere else you could imprison us? That pub on the corner looks quite enticing. I can truthfully promise we wouldn't escape.
I bet you won't. Bring the rope, Marty.
Ow! Careful, you're bruising my cuffs.
Shut it.
I thought we had an understanding. I scratch your back, you don't play fetch with my feet.
Maybe you shouldn't have stabbed us in the back.
That would only have been after.
I hope you two are nice and cosy.
I shouldn't relax too much, Chevron. You hired us because we know how to dispatch a werewolf. And tying us together just makes us twice as dangerous.
It does?
Roy.
Oh, you're going to throw that ball of your tied to at me, are you? I'd leave it right where it is and stand very, very still. Because when I attach this...
Isn't that a...
It's a bomb.
A bomb?
All right, thank you, ladies. It's a very special bomb. When the timer on this runs out, that boiler will explode. If you're not killed by bits of flying boiler, I reckon the wolfsbane gas it releases should do the trick, even for you.
Wolfsbane? But that's like garlic to a vampire.
Oi, do you mind? I thought this was polite company.
We find the V-word very offensive.
Oh, sorry.
When this little lot goes off, we'll be long gone, leaving just you and the room full of my rivals.
So much for democracy.
There we are. 90 minutes should do it. Now, we got some guests to prepare for. Marty, heel!
Well done, Lorimer. You had to go and upset them.
I was only taking precautions. And how is being Jimmy Chevron's new best friend working out for you? I can't believe you were taken in by him. Did you think you could just make some kind of a peace with the werewolves? Or did you think you'd look good with a tail?
I was playing the long game. Yes, who wouldn't be tempted by a reservoir of scotch like it was some kind of alcoholic water? Who doesn't like the trappings of wealth? But to know your enemy, you have to get right up close to them. Then they won't notice when you punch them in the face.
You're telling me you were just playing along?
Absolutely.
So how are we going to stop them when we're tied to a boiler?
Maybe I can... Oh, Jesus! Oh, do you think there's a scout troop for werewolves? Because Marty's a shoo-in for the knot badge.
Is there anything we can cut the ropes with?
Nothing. Damn! Wait a minute.
What?
Isn't there an ancient yoga technique for getting out of rope?
No.
Right. If I can focus all my concentration into my wrists and simply will them to move. Deep breath and... What? What are you looking at?
You are an idiot.
And what are you going to do? Deliver a lecture about different types of griffins till the ropes drop off out of boredom?
There's nothing boring about griffins.
Irene! What a pleasure.
Isn't it just? You owe me for Eric Chevron.
The boss doesn't know Eric Chevron.
Quiet, Marty. Irene, that was the sort of accident I want us to work out today. Bring the wolves together and there's benefits for everyone.
Yeah, I can guess who you think benefits out of this. You play with me, Jimmy Chevron, I'll have you spayed. Say hello to Rex.
I don't want to seem picky, Roy, but if you can think up a way out of this sooner rather than later...
Can you reach into my trousers?
What?
If you can get your hands on my lighter, we might be able to burn through the ropes.
You want me to deliberately set fire to you?
You're a scientist, you can be precise.
I'm not a professor of fire.
Just get on with it.
Right, here goes.
Careful!
Ah, got it. Now, hold still.
Ow! Aim for the ropes, not my lovely flesh!
Gentlemen and lady, it's rare for us to come together like this. The heads of the most powerful werewolf packs in London used to always meet to act together. We called it the Brotherhood of the Wolf. Then our great leader Silas was brutally slain. Did it make us stronger? Did we take our fight to the other creatures in this city and make them fear our name? No. We ran away with our tails between our legs. But no longer. Something is coming back. Powerful. Dangerous. We've all sensed it. So now's the time to join together and act with strength. Today, we each make our case to be elected leader of the Brotherhood. And we'll be making our cases in the traditional way. A clean fight. No claws below the waist. No biting. Blinding is perfectly acceptable. So, I hope you all have a severed human hand with you for the ballot box. Who'll start us off? Vince? Vince of the Lambeth Pack versus Terry Femus Felix of Tottenham. Gentlemen, take your natural form.
Big of you, not going first.
Irene, please. Do you think I'd waste my time on these jokers? I'm waiting for a worthier opponent.
Touched, I'm sure. Where are you going?
The boy's got to prepare, ain't he?
Now, where's he going in such a hurry? Come on, Rex, heel.
Just a little bit more.
Hang on, I think I can just... Bingo! Free as a big old man bird. Right, now for you. Pass me the lighter.
Can't you just untie the ropes?
Really? Are you sure?
Yes, and quickly! That timer is on 5 minutes.
Godmothers of the damned! Come on, we have to get going.
The ropes?
Right, yes. So all we need to do is find Jimmy Chevron before this place fills up with werewolves. Oh, do you see where he put my silver fighting gloves?
I think these wolves are a bit preoccupied with their election.
Election? They're just tearing strips off each other. Literally. Well, I suppose it cuts out all the hot air.
If we could just inch our way to the exit.
Lorimer, look out, we've been spotted.
Where are you from?
We're wolves. Grrr, grrr, Lorimer.
Grrr, we're from the Hampstead Pack. We got lost on the ring road.
Well, come on, get stuck in.
We'll just find the coat rack first. Grrr.
Wait a minute. Coat rack?
Hi! Now quickly, Lorimer. I don't know how long my steel Kido will last.
I think we're about a minute and a half. Come on.
Marty, Marty, Marty. You are looking at the new leader of the Brotherhood of the Wolf.
Do I get a biscuit now?
Only good dogs get biscuits, darling. And you have both been very, very naughty.
Irene!
You're supposed to be in there.
That's my problem, you see. Never good at taking orders. I am good at giving them. Rex, see to Jimmy's little poodle.
Boss?
Change, you idiot! Irene, baby! We can come to some sort of understanding, yeah?
We could. It's a shame I'm not the understanding type.
Roy, Roy, are you all right?
This jacket is ruined. Yeah. I've gone through too many suits on this adventure. Come on, we still have to find Chevron.
I don't think that's going to be a problem. Look!
Irene!
Hello, sweetheart. I'm afraid you've been made redundant.
You killed him?
That's our way. You're either number one or you're nothing. And now the Brotherhood of the Wolf is mine.
Lorimer, on my signal, position 8.
Oh, bless you. But today, I think I'll let you run free. After all, I've got you to thank for delivering my Jimmy Chevron. But don't think this is forever. The next time we meet, when this is all over, you and me are going to have a little falling out.
When what is all over? What are you all so scared of?
Something old. Something more powerful than any of us. Something that's been imprisoned for so, so long. And when it gets free, it will be unstoppable. Come on, Rex.
We're just letting them leave.
I don't think we're in a position to stop them. Besides, I'd rather like to stay alive long enough to enjoy my expedition.
Eh?
I'll tell you on the way back.
Did you really think I was going to join up with the werewolves?
Well, you did seem quite pally with Jimmy Chevron. All the power, the influence. Anyone could be tempted. But I was sure you'd resist.
How sure?
Well, not 100% sure. More like K99%.
What was that?
I was doing a you.
You leave doing a me to me, all right?
The Parliament of Wolves was written and directed by Peter Davis and Matthew Woodcock. With Matthew Woodcock as Roy Steele, Peter Davis as Lorimer Chesterfield, Rob Cummings as Jimmy Chevron, Claire Suarez as Irene Gander, Philip North as Marty and the Bursar, and Simon Kane as Sir Maxwell House. Engineered and edited by Peter Davis. Music by Simon Magus. With thanks to Heather Dool, Laura Davis and Emma Gibbs. Visit our website at www.themonsterhunters.com. This was a Newgate production.
So, I mean, the fundamental differences were Skippy was a kangaroo,
right.
So he could go on land.
Okay.
But Flipper was a dolphin, so he could only go in the sea.
That makes more sense
now. Or in a
now.
Pond. And so he would deal with kind of underwater emergencies.
Yeah, but he could talk, though, a little bit, couldn't he?
He could go like... And they'd go, what's that? He's trapped in a mine.
So he was Gentle Ben then. He was a bear, wasn't he?
Was he?
In some kind of swamp, Everglades.
What could he do then? I mean, how many
Well, he
disasters?
Could rear up on his hind legs and go... Oh, hi there.
Hello.
Welcome to Hunting the Monsters with your favourite monster hunters, the Monster Hunters. My name is Peter Davis, and with me is Matthew Woodcock.
That is me.
That's him over there.
I have the squeakiest chair known to man.
So today we're talking about the Parliament of Wolves.
The Parliament of Wolves, which launched Series 3.
Whoa.
Look at this, the third full series of the Monster Hunters.
Wowza.
And there's been some changes around these parts.
Mm.
Have you noticed?
Have you? I have.
What have you noticed?
Some music.
Music?
We've got a different theme tune.
There was a gentleman who I only know as Simon Magus who'd come to us via the internet. He'd contact with us and he had done some very interesting scores for films that didn't exist. And so we got back and forth and he created this new theme tune to the Monster Hunters that we start using in this episode.
It's good. It's nice music. It's very classic. And
it feels very much like things like Department S and those kind of things. It's that kind of ITC feel, which is kind of what the series wanted anyway. So I was quite pleased with it. And it also, this episode is a bit harder in tone again, I think.
I think
it
so,
starts moving us towards where we're going with it.
We've got a gangster theme going on.
Because we were at least up to around 73, 74. And our trajectory for this show was always that it started in the early 70s. And in TV and film in the early 70s, it was still being influenced by stuff like The Persuaders, Danger Man and The Saint, things like that, which were very, very 60s.
And slightly campy Hammer horror.
Yeah, and then suddenly you were getting things that were a bit more like people sticking up post offices and things like that. So we kind of had to move it.
And in the horror world, you got 1974, you got things like Black Christmas and Texas Chainsaw Massacre coming in.
And I think one thing that I was thinking about when I wrote this was, and you don't know this, but I'm going to now reveal what was one of the influences of this episode. It was an episode of Dixon of Dot Green.
Okay.
About 3 or 4 years ago, they released some of the early 70s episodes on DVD. And one of the things that I saw in the early 70s ones was it's all about people working for MI5 and shooters and derelict docks. So all these kind of things were like, well, we need to set it in a derelict dockyard.
Yeah.
It needs to have that kind of Get Carter feel about it, which is a film that influenced me on this one, the Michael Caine film Get Carter, which is
absolutely
about a gangster who goes home to, in the film, it's Newcastle. In the book, it's Grimsby. But it all has that kind of faded, brutalist kind of look about it. And it's very nice, if you like that kind of thing. It's sort of halfway house between kitchen sink and gangster films. So I think it's quite interesting. So I wanted to sort of do that with that. I wanted it to be The Craze, but with monster hunting in it.
And werewolves.
And werewolves. We bring back
The Brotherhood of the Wolf.
Yeah, we have this mythology now. We've done so many of these. So why not start exploiting the stuff that we'd created further back? And we've done lots of monsters. I mean, we've done werewolves, vampires, horse ghosts, things like that. So I thought, you know, let's use the stuff.
Yeah, and so this one is all about the internal workings of the Brotherhood of the Wolf and what werewolves get up to left to their own devices.
And it introduces Irene Gander. And she is kind of, there's a little kind of frisson between Roy. He does like his naughty ladies.
It is like he's tempted in this episode.
I think
he is.
Do you think, how far do you think he would have gone?
I mean, that's up to...
That's up to you at home.
The audience to decide.
You at home.
But he wants to give the idea that Roy was genuinely tempted by the power that could come from being a wolf.
Unlimited sausages.
And we play on this idea later on in the series as well. Rob Cummings played Jimmy Chevron.
Indeed.
And Phil North was the second-in-command, Marty. Phil had been in it before in the Beast of Albion Part 2.
Yes.
As General Laidlaw.
Indeed.
I believe. And the fantastic Claire Suarez played Irene Gander. And Claire had also been in the show before in the alien episode X, The Terror from Beneath.
Yes, she had. But I think she's really good in this. I mean, she's great in that, but I think she's got a nice, lovely little part in this one.
Yeah.
Something a bit more exciting and powerful.
I agree. And she ends up being the head of the Brotherhood.
Yes.
So that's how we leave the Brotherhood at the moment. We haven't destroyed them or anything like that.
No, they've changed.
They've changed.
I think this is a kind of about an internal power struggle we kind of get involved
in. Yeah, the whole idea was Jimmy Chevron would have been a terrible leader because he's big, brash, violent, and, you know, all those
things.
She's
cleverer than any of the others.
Yeah, she's clever, and she knows.
She offs them because she's clever.
Yeah, and we get trapped in the story, and we don't necessarily win in this one, but we managed to save ourselves. We managed to get out.
But the wolves are clearly preparing for something.
They are. I wonder what that could be.
I don't know. Is it like a squirrel on a motorbike?
Could be. That sounds pretty terrifying.
It would be, especially if it was wearing a cloak or something.
Find out next week in The Monster Hunters.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.